In the winding cobblestone streets of Prague, Karu navigates a life split between two realities. By day, she's an art student with naturally blue hair, sketching alongside her fierce best friend, Zuzana. By night, she runs mysterious errands for Brimstone, a chimeric creature with ram's horns who deals in teeth. Her sketchbooks reveal beings she presents as imaginary snake woman Issa, parrot-beaked Yasri, though the truth is far more complex. Between classes and dodging her insufferable ex-boyfriend Kaz, Karu receives urgent summons via Kishmish, a bat-winged crow. These errands take her through magical doorways worldwide to collect teeth for Brimstone's mysterious business. Despite her central role in this operation, Brimstone refuses to explain why he trades with killers or what he does with the teeth. Karu's apartment never truly feels like home, surrounded by what she calls missingness, an emptiness she can't explain. She yearns for someone who would dance on her balcony and create a tiny world just for them. This longing reveals the fundamental paradox of her existence. Extraordinary in every way, yet missing something essential to her identity. While Karu collects teeth, Akiva, a seraphim warrior, moves through the human world with deadly purpose. His invisible fiery wings, amber eyes containing actual flames, and glowing golden skin mark him as otherworldly, a being consumed by centuries of vengeance and pain. Akiva and his fellow seraphim systematically burn black handprints into doorways worldwide. These aren't vandalism, but preparation for an assault. Witnesses describe impossibly beautiful beings creating these marks with bare hands, their shadows revealing wind shapes that contradict their human forms. Occasionally, white feathers fall, turning to ash upon touching the ground. When Akiva spots Karu emerging from Brimstone's portal in Marrakesh, something compels him to follow her. Unlike Brimstone's other traders, rank brutes with dead eyes, she moves with natural grace and speaks fluent Arabic. Akiva senses she is something else entirely, a mystery that both intrigues and unsettles him. Their worlds collide in Marrakesh when Akiva attacks Karu after her meeting with Izzel, a deteriorating grave robber. Despite her agility, Karu is wounded before thrusting out her Hamsa-tattooed hands, creating a silent detonation that hurls the angel backward. She escapes through the portal door as Issa opens it, collapsing in the vestibule where the snake woman tends her wounds. Drifting in and out of consciousness, Karu overhears whispers about angels being in the human world and the cryptic exchange, "They couldn't know about her." Finding Brimstone's mysterious other door ajar, she investigates despite her injuries. She discovers a passage to a world with two moons and a fortress covered by iron bars like a cage. Below, she finds a cathedral-like cavern filled with stone tables bearing dead chimera with Hamsa tattoos identical to her own. When she touches a white-haired wolfman, he attacks her. Brimstone intervenes furiously. When the wolf chimera, Tiago, asks who she is, Brimstone snarls, "That is no one," before seizing Karu and throwing her out. This rejection leaves Karu questioning her identity while revealing Eretz, home to chimera and seraphim locked in ancient war, and Brimstone's purpose, resurrecting fallen chimera warriors using teeth as raw material. Kishmish arrives at Karu's balcony in flames, dying as he delivers Brimstone's wishbone. At the portal, she finds it consumed by supernatural blue-white fire that firefighters cannot extinguish. Across the world, all doorways marked with black handprints burn, severed by angels, cutting Karu off from her only family. 3 months pass. Karu experiences disturbing moments of not recognizing herself or her name. Despite Brimstone's gift of wealth through worldwide bank accounts, she remains isolated. In Marrakesh, she meets Razgut, a crippled fallen angel who offers a bargain. He knows of a portal they could reach if she carries him in flight. With two powerful wish coins, Karu finally has the means to wish for wings and pursue this last chance to reach elsewhere. Meanwhile, Akiva watches Karu's flat in Prague, haunted by how close he came to killing her, stopped only by a familiar, bird-like gesture that reminded him of someone from his past. When Karu returns to Prague, she confronts her angelic pursuer in an aerial battle that draws a crowd. As he captures her hands, a strange astral connection forms between them, pulling at Karu like starlight tug toward the sun. The angel, Akiva, knows her name and only wants to talk. Despite misgivings, Karu brings the weakened angel to her apartment. Akiva reveals being raised as a soldier from childhood. He came to Earth, saw humans living peacefully, then found Karu, a girl with black eyes and gemstone hair whose sadness captivated him. When she notices the black bars tattooed across his fingers, each representing a chimera death, Karu is horrified yet inexplicably drawn to him. She somehow knows things about him she couldn't possibly know, like his shoulder scar. Their connection deepens as they fly to watch the sunrise over Prague, an undeniable bond growing between them despite their opposing worlds. When Akiva sees Karu's wishbone necklace, he falls to his knees, declaring, "I know who you are." Two seraphim warriors interrupt, but Akiva chooses Karu, urging her to flee to Marrakesh. There, he coldly returns her wishbone, saying, "We're going to break it." When questioned, he reveals, "It wasn't brimstones, he was keeping it for you." Unable to maintain his distance, Akiva surrenders to their connection. He makes her promise to remember his love before kissing her passionately. As their kiss deepens into something familiar, he pulls away, insisting they must break the wishbone. When it snaps, memories flood Karu, a flying child, a woman in a requiem grove, battle scenes, love burning like a swallowed star, and Madrigal Kirin on the execution scaffold with Akiva screaming above the crowd. Karu touches her neck, understanding everything. She is Madrigal Kirin, a Chimera soldier executed for loving the enemy. Brimstone defied her soul death sentence, giving her new life as Karu, meaning hope. As memories flood back, Karu realizes she was once Madrigal, a winged Kirin who saved Akiva's life. Their forbidden love blossomed during secret meetings where they dreamed of ending the thousand-year war between their peoples. When betrayed, Madrigal was executed while Akiva watched. In Marrakesh, Akiva reveals a devastating truth. The black handprints and blue infernos that destroyed the portals were his doing. Believing Brimstone had betrayed Madrigal, he systematically destroyed the Chimera's resurrection system. Karu realizes that while they once dreamed of peace, Akiva chose vengeance instead. Brimstone and her people are dead, his newly etched hands the proof. Above the Atlas Mountains, Karu faces a gateway to Eretz. Though separation from Akiva creates an aching void, determination lies beneath her pain. Perhaps her name, Karu, meaning hope, was more than whim. As she steps through the portal, Karu embodies the possibility that even in a world consumed by hatred, love might remake reality.